So, money. That's the number one thing that men and women fight over. Lisa, what say of you?
Absolutely. Got to pay the bills. I don't care what it is. You got to pay the bills. He's got to have a job. She's got to have a job.
I'm over fighting about money. We've never had any as a couple, but it's parenting for me. But I guess money is a close second.
Well, Dr. Bonnie, the love expert, is on. Doctor, is it kids or is it money that we fight over?
Money first, then sex, then kids, then in-laws.
You know, the sex thing isn't a problem for me.
I don't know about that. Really? I don't know about that order.
I hear that, but, I mean, do you fight over sex?
No.
No.
No. I've complained before.
And you're complaining what? This is producer French, by the way.
That I'm not getting, you know, maybe not getting enough. But that was a long time ago. We've come to an understanding, and it's, you know, it's guys sometimes need it more time, more often than women.
I went to, and I don't know that that's true either. I went to pre-Cana, which is, you know, Catholic training before you get married, and the priests, I couldn't believe it, said, you know, it is your duty, and the Jews feel this way too, by the way. It is your duty to have sex with your husband when he wants it. And that kind of set the tone. I was like, wow, high five. Monsignor, thank you. But that has not been a big issue. Actually, me, because I get up so early, sometimes I'll... if she's whale...
No, I saw the wheels.
No. I can tell you exactly what it is. If she's whale-tailing, which means I can see the thong in the back, it looks like a whale tail. I don't like thongs. I'm from a different generation, I guess. I don't like the thongs. I think it looks ugly. It looks
less
like,
is more.
It looks like... No, less is... What do you mean? Less panties is awful.
No, what I mean... Go ahead.
I know what you mean. I'm just saying it looks like two hams, you know, fighting over a piece of... It looks like two pigs fighting over, like they're playing tug of war with cloth.
What kind of panties do you like then?
I like the full on white cotton panties.
Come on.
No. She tried to mix it up one time with skull and crossbone panties, and then there was she had a whistle hanging off the front of them one time, and it said wet your whistle. She was trying to mix it up, and it's just too freaky for me. I don't like anything freaky like that. You know, I just like regular... Anyway, so I know when she's got on the regular cut undies that she's in the mood, but I get up at 2:30 in the morning, right, which is when our Japanese friends go to the dentist, 2:30, and thank you. And so I get, you know, I get up early and I get tired, so I'll actually fake it like I'm sleeping when I see her putting on the, you know, the granny panties, the bloomers, because then I know she's in the mood because she knows I like the... Is this too much information? Doctor, are you there?
Oh, this is all good. You got to do what I do. I do Fantasy Fridays with my husband.
What's Fantasy Fridays with you? Can I do it with you and your husband?
That may be part of their fantasy.
I don't think my husband would like that one.
Dr. Bonnie, what is Fantasy Fridays?
Fantasy Friday is when you kidnap your partner and you do something special and they can't argue with it, and then it's their turn the next week and you don't tell them it's a surprise. You need the element of surprise. That's what turns people on again.
Well, I have Roddy McDowell's Planet of the Apes outfit from Planet of the Apes, and I have enjoyed different women in that outfit. I find that just awesome. And sometimes I'll put on a Superman outfit or something. It's fun. It's fun. But the whole whistle she had, and the whipping, I don't like anything involving pain. But money is a big part of it, right? Money is the number one thing that we fight over.
Yes, it is.
Men and women, I'm talking about. Is it the same way? And I love, this is just funny to me the way I'm saying it. I don't mean anything homophobic about it. I just think it's funny. Is it the same way with the gays?
Gays.
It just makes me laugh. Is that what gay men fight over and gay women? Money?
Yes, absolutely. It's exactly the same thing. And in fact, there's more affairs now with money issues.
It's not...
People are very upset.
See, I would have thought, why do the vegetables smell? I thought that would have been the... no. All right. So where were we?
Why is
cheating so widespread? Is it because our economy is so bad and men are depressed and by conquering a woman and sleeping with women makes us feel good and makes us feel like winners? Is that what's going on?
Well, yes, and also some women are making more money than men, and some men lost their jobs. So the best thing is breadwinners. If men are breadwinners, they're happier. So they're out flirting and they're having affairs to self-medicate.
And also whoever's on top. No, I'm serious. I read this somewhere, that whoever is on top is happier in the relationship. That's what I've heard when you're having special time. And my point was going to be, women say money doesn't matter. That was the first point I made. Money matters.
Money matters.
And I've always heard women say, oh, we could split the check. You know, I'm my own woman. Can you imagine asking a girl out and then when the check comes, splitting it with her? It's madness. Dr. Bonnie, the love expert on the Man Cow Radio Experience.